hard to do. Even all the feeling heavy, steady chasing you. Beep, beep, why are you looking around? You totally, I feel you coming down like morning. Do do you even though I'm alive? Do do you even though I maybe I should pray a little harder, work a little smarter. This time, baby, promise. Even though I'm alive, do do you even though I do do you even though I'm alive, do do you even though I do do you even though I'm alive, do do you even though I do do you even though I'm alive, do do you even though I do do you even though I'm alive.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to Hunters International.
What's the station ID? It's been 9 months.
You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
On Tufts all my
Freeform Radio.
On all my social media, I said 90.5.
Oh my God.
It's been way too long.
It's been too long. Yeah, so we're back. Him Hunters International is back after a 9 month hiatus.
9 months. And you Lauren abandoned me.
We've decided this is also our fifth. Like season.
This is our fifth semester. Season.
Like that's weird.
This is about the time when like TV shows peak and then everything after that gets really bad, but they drag it out because that's when the actors are making like $1 million an episode.
So you know are you mean? Saying we already peaked? Honestly,
no,
I think
no.
We...
This is our peak season.
Oh, this is our peak season. Okay. So yeah, so in case you aren't familiar with the show, I'm sure many of our listeners are not. We are a weekly talk slash like pop music show. Ben and I discuss what's going on in the world.
Which Kardashian is pregnant? All of them.
What's up with Fifth Harmony?
Oh, we have so. Camila has left since while we were on hiatus, right?
So much has happened.
Was that while we were on hiatus
that was
or
while
before?
That was while we were on hiatus. Yeah.
Yeah, we also will play music. We will give you some of our hot takes on campus drama. We'll do all sorts of things. We play games.
Yeah. We love call-ins. We love guests. Yeah. If you have a song request, please send it in.
We'll probably bring back the game. This celebrity is how old?
a true fan favorite, actually.
Yeah, everyone really lives for that. So that's kind of what we are.
Yeah.
We are not a religiously affiliated show, despite our name, Him Hunters International.
Right.
It's a play on Lauren and I's, one of Lauren and I's favorite shows, House Hunters International.
Right.
This is an HGTV standing radio show. yeah.
So should we start off with a song?
Yeah, what type of song are we looking for?
Yeah, so just to update our listeners, my laptop is currently broken, so we're relying on Ben here to do for all of our music needs. And I
don't know why that's... Oh, did I plug in the wrong one already?
No, I think you're fine. No, okay. I think you're good. Actually, I probably could play off my phone as well. I have a song I want to start with.
Are you going to play it off your phone?
I'll play it off my phone.
Okay, cool.
I actually have two songs I want to start with.
Oh.
One is a song that's like just very relevant because we haven't had a show since last winter break. And so we're going to start with that. And then afterwards, I'm going to play another song that has been my summer jam.
We're going to do songs of the summer.
We're going to do songs of the summer. We also try to do a theme every week. So this week is comeback.
Hashtag comeback. Get it trending.
It's been 9 months.
The length of a pregnancy.
Oh my God. That's kind of poetic, actually. Okay, so we're going to start with... a song called Winter Break by a band named Muna. It's a song I've been listening to a lot.
I've never heard this song before.
I think I sent it to you, actually. Oh my God, you stole me.
This is so good.
No, this is the one where they have emo haircuts.
Oh, yes, I did listen to that
one. It's a good song.
Are they Swedish or something?
Who knows, honestly. So yeah, I'm going to get that going for you. Enjoy.
I don't hear it. Now I hear it.
Okay, that was Winter Break by Muna. So we actually, in the time that you were listening to that song, we had a special...
Caller already, within the first 10 minutes. The fans are back.
Honestly, our fans are the best.
I gotta say, I only do it for the fans.
I do it because of you. It's for the fans.
Much like the song There For You by Troye Sivan, all about his fans and how he's there for them.
Remember when we only played Troye Sivan on the show?
Lauren, don't expose my past transgressions like that. So we're gonna play this game. Is Amy calling?
Yeah, so Amy's gonna call in. Amy is my...
Yeah, who's Amy?
So let's introduce Amy. Amy is our international listener, because she's Canadian.
Oh, I was like, she's in Medford right now.
But she's from Tufts. She's my... I think we can technically be considered domestic partners at this point. We've lived together for a number of years. And we both recently, part of the reason why we took a 9-month hiatus from Hymn Hunters International is that me and Amy and many other Tufts students and other students went abroad.
Yeah, they went abroad. Did you know? Oh, Amy's calling back. Okay,
here we go.
So what's going to happen is we're going to play a game called Did You Go Abroad? Where I ask them rapid fire questions.
Do I have to pick it up first?
I ask them rapid fire questions about how abroad changed them.
Amy,
are you there? Amy?
No, I don't think so. Okay, Amy, try again. I'm gonna do this.
We're having some technical difficulties because Lauren went abroad. and she left me here in the cold, in the pouring rain, in my misery. Should we play it without Amy this time?
No, Amy, try to call one more time.
Thanks for sticking with us, folks. In the meantime, I'm going to tell a story. You know what? I'm going to give some Ben and Lauren history.
Okay, that sounds great.
For those who don't know, me and Lauren, we met during FOCUS, Freshman Orientation Community Service Program at Tufts University. We were in the same FOCUS group, what used to be called Faux Siblings, but no longer.
Amy?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
We got you on air.
Can you make Amy's voice a little louder, Lauren?
Oh, yeah. Hi.
Amy? Hey, Amy.
I'm on the air?
You're on the air.
So we're playing the game called Did You Go Abroad? Where I ask you and Lauren rapid fire questions about abroad and you have less than 5 seconds to answer them. Are you ready?
Yes.
I'm ready.
Okay, so Lauren's going to answer first and then you're going to answer. Okay.
Okay.
Three, two, one. What was the best food you ate abroad?
Bread. Oh.
Croissants.
Croissants. Okay. What was the worst food you ate abroad?
Italian food.
Oh. Amy?
Ooh, pizza pina.
Yeah. It was like... Okay. We went abroad to France. And France does French food well. But otherwise, every other food is pretty horrible. And there was a cheap Italian place that we would go to all the time. And I think... It's called Pizza Pino.
Pizza Pino's.
Yeah.
Okay. What? Pizza Pino's. That's a weird name. Just a reminder that we are not in the safe harbor. In the safe harbor hours, there will be no swearing from me. Okay, ready? We're going to go back into the quick.
Here we go.
What was the weirdest word you learned in French?
Oh, gave means extra.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Amy?
Cocaine means naughty.
Oh.
Guess where she learned that one.
It is not nighttime, Lauren. We are in safe harbor hours. But Amy, you could tell me after. Okay, ready? What was the coolest place you traveled to?
Berlin.
Amy?
Amsterdam.
Oh. Okay, what was the hardest part of abroad? One word. Oh, it got real here on HHI.
Oh, man.
It was perfect.
Changed my life. Oh, speaking French all the time.
Speaking French all the time? Yeah. What did Amy say?
French people.
French people? Okay. Did it change you?
Yes.
Amy?
Yeah.
Aww. And that was our game, folks. Thanks
cute.
For playing, Amy.
Thanks for calling.
Keep on listening.
I'm glad I picked up the phone this
We're
going to
hang up on you
time.
Now, though.
I'm glad I'm on the air.
Yeah. You're 5 minutes of fame.
5 minutes of fame. Okay, thanks for calling in, Amy. I will see you tonight at home.
Bye. They live on night.
See you later.
Bye.
Remember when I like almost gave like all your personal information on the air, Lauren, that one time?
Yeah.
Okay. Are we still on?
We're still on.
Okay, so I'm going to play what... There were three songs of the summer.
Yeah, agreed.
In my opinion.
Agreed.
One is
I
called,
already agree.
Bodak Yellow. One is... Dua Lipa, New Rules.
Mm-hmm.
And the third is this song, which is Boys by Charlie XCX.
Literally my jam.
Are you
this
ready,
summer.
Girls?
Okay. Ben, are you on aux too?
I'm on aux. Yes. Okay. I'm on aux too.
Okay. I'm ready for you.
Enjoy, folks. Okay.
Thinking about I need that bad boy to do me right on a Friday, and I need that good one to wake me up on a Sunday. That one from work can come over on Monday night. I want him all, I want him all. And when they finally leave me, I'm all alone, but I'm looking down at my girls, I'm blowing my phone up. Them 20 questions they're asking me where I'm at didn't hit him back. I'm sorry that your party. I wish I had a better excuse. Like, I had to trash the hotel lobby. But I was busy thinking about boys. I'm sorry that I missed your party. about boys. Boys, boys. I was busy dreaming about boys. Boys, boys. I was busy thinking about boys.
Oh, I have something nice to say.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi. So we're about to play a game about the Kardashians. No, no, no. Just talk about the Kardashians.
We're just gonna talk about
but before we do that, I just want to send some support and solidarity to all the people at Harvard right now, all the students and non-student staff who are protesting Betsy DeVos and her speech. Go them. Betsy, you are a bad person. That's my hot take. And we want to send support to all those protesting.
Yes.
HHI everyone who's there, endorses
everyone
you.
Everyone who's thinking about it.
Yeah.
Everyone who, you know, wish they could be there. Yeah.
And now on to our much more serious topic of the Kardashian pregnancy trio.
It's been a week.
So for a rundown.
Yeah.
Kim is pregnant with a surrogate. So she and Kanye are having another baby.
Yeah.
There's a surrogate who is carrying the baby for them.
Yeah.
Then on Friday, the second day of Rosh Hashanah, on this new Jewish New Year, 5778, we are gifted with the fact that Kylie Jenner is pregnant with Travis Scott's baby. Tyga posts on Snapchat being like, that baby's mine. Then we find out that Khloé is also pregnant. And for those who don't know, Khloé's had a history of fertility issues.
I have chills right now.
And
this is where we're at.
And hasn't been able to get pregnant, which means two things, three things, four things. One, Chris is working overtime. Do we think that Chris leaked the Kylie pregnancy to TMZ?
Oh my God, 100%.
I do too, right?
I saw this meme and it was like, Satan's working hard, but Chris Jenner's working harder. And that's so true.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing though. Kylie's 20.
It's young.
We're older than Kylie. Like, that's really young to have a baby.
Yeah.
And honestly, I don't fully see how it fits in with her whole brand.
Right.
Right? Because, like, Kim, Courtney, they've really, like,
they're like the mom.
They've really built that into their brand.
Yeah.
Like they make kids' clothes, Kim and Kanye. Like, Courtney, motherhood is so important to her.
Yeah.
But I just don't see how it's gonna fit into Kylie's image.
Yeah.
And also, like all of her like cosmetic stuff. So, lip kits.
I also saw another meme that was like, can't wait to see like lip kits tested on a baby's arm. Oh.
But that's what I mean.
Yeah.
So I guess I have a lot of questions about this pregnancy. Yeah. I'm hoping more details.
I wish her the best of luck. You know, maybe this will be an amazing maturing experience for her.
Yeah. I was, I mean, also the timing, right? Because on Sunday, their 10th anniversary special on E! Came out.
Right. We also need to talk about that. Like,
did you watch it?
I didn't. But I'm just saying, like, all this is, like, coming out.
Yeah.
Right around the 10th anniversary.
And
I don't know.
I guess another thing I'm thinking was, okay, so you remember when Zoe 101 got pregnant, right?
Yeah.
And how earth-shattering that was?
Yeah.
Like, when Jamie Lynn Spears got pregnant, I was
shook. Shaken.
It really destroyed me and made me think so deeply about life. So my question is this like the teens Jamie Lynn Spears moment, right? Because Kylie's, she's not 16. That's how old Jamie Lynn was, right?
Right. I mean, I'm wondering
how the teens are reacting.
Interesting.
I mean, now that
the lip challenge when everyone was bruising their lips because they wanted to.
The teens love Kylie.
The teens love Kylie.
But I wonder if like, now the teens are like so with it, you know, because they're reading like Teen Vogue.
True.
And they're like thinking about power. So I'm like, maybe they don't love Kylie. I don't know. But
if you're a teen and you love Kylie, or if you're a teen and you don't love Kylie, like give us a call. Love to hear from you.
Yeah, we would love to put you on air.
Are we allowed to put teens on air?
Minors?
I know.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we remember that time when we accidentally like talked about, how old was that person?
Like 16.
I bring this
15?
Up every. Was it Shawn Mendes?
Yeah.
We
might have objectified Shawn Mendes on air one time. We apologized for it.
We made a whole statement.
We
talked to a PR team. the Tufts PR. No, I'm kidding. Anyways, yeah. And then I am really happy for Chloe, though.
Me as well. No, me as well. This has been something that she's wanted
for so long.
Yeah. No, yeah. Me too.
We're really back on our... Can I even say the abbreviated version?
I don't think so.
We're back on our redacted.
We're back to our redacted.
Talking about the Kardashians and Jamie Lynn. You know what? Can I just talk about one more thing
that is
tangentially related?
Yeah.
You remember in Zoe 101 how... What was the name of the boarding school?
PCA,
whatever.
Pacific
had
Coast
its own
Academy.
Sushi restaurant on campus.
It was such a nice campus.
Do you remember when like they tried to make tempura and it started a grease fire and the sushi restaurant burnt down?
No.
So two nights ago, I got home.
Okay.
It was like 11. I had a long and bad day.
Yeah.
And I was like, I want a snack. You know when you're not hungry, but you just want to like make something?
Yeah.
And I had this leftover rice and I was like, I'm going to make rice balls. Okay.
like
arancini.
Right.
Like I was going real Giada.
Right,
okay.
Right.
So I like microwaved the rice because like cold rice doesn't stick together. And I like put a pan up with some oil.
Yeah.
And because the rice took so long to heat and whatever, I was making the rice balls, like sticking in the mozzarella, coating them in egg, coating them in
breadcrumbs. Mozzarella, like at your house?
Yeah, shredded mozzarella. You don't have shredded mozzarella in your house?
No.
Okay, anyways. So I took a little water in my hand to splash it into the oil to see if it sizzled a little.
Yeah.
I splashed less than a drop and it burst into flames.
Oh my God.
It was like a fire.
Oh my God.
And then also we took out the fire alarm in our kitchen because I hope no one's listening, because it would just go off when you would have like a perfectly golden piece of toast. Luckily, the grease fire got under control.
Good.
And then I was still going to make the rice balls. So I got a new pan. And then I was like, you know, I'm frying up my little arancini.
Yeah.
And I don't know how I got into this story. But then, because it's a modern day tragedy. Then I was like, I would like some tomato sauce with these rice balls.
Yeah.
And my tomato sauce is in the back of the fridge. So it's like a little frozen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unopened. Mm-hmm. It's the Whole Foods tomato sauce that Amazon put on sale. Because, you know, corporate consolidation. And it slipped out of my hand and shattered everywhere.
Oh, Ben.
And it was like just... a big disaster. But the rice balls were so good. I'll make them for you,
Lauren.
That sounds...
I mean, they sound delicious, but
they would have been better with tomato sauce. I did ranch dressing instead.
Okay. I mean, I love some... You know I love ranch.
I love ranch on everything. We endorse ranch dressing.
Ranch, if you're listening, we'd love to be sponsored by you.
I can't believe we went from Kardashians to Jalen Spears to rice balls. Should we play a song?
Let's play a song. Do you have a song to play?
Sure. Give me a second.
I'm trying to think of other songs I've been listening to this summer. So, okay, another update, actually, since we've done this show, is that I started paying for Spotify.
Oh, and
this was not something
good
I used
premium.
To do. I got the premium, and it has changed my life. I love it.
It's about time. Do you know the song New York by St. Vincent?
Oh, yeah, you sent it to me, and I actually listened to it.
Did
so
you
I
like
do
it?
Know that song.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, you know what else I play? Do you want to play... Let's play, should we play, no, let's play, should we play New Rules or New York?
Let's play New York.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm ready when you are.
You are on aux 2, is that correct?
Yep.
Okay, we're really professional here. Okay, ready? Let's
Go.
Do it.
New York is in New York without you, love. So far in a few blocks to be so low. And if I call you from First Avenue, we're the only motherfucker in the city who can handle me. New love wasn't true love, back to you, love. So much for a home run with some blue bloods. If I city who can stand me.
Talking in my sleep at night, making myself crazy.
Out of my mind, out of my mind.
Wrote it down and read it out, hoping it would save me.
Too many times, too many times.
My love.
Don't pick up the phone. You know he's only calling cause he's drunk and alone. Two, don't let him in. You have to kick him out again. Three, don't be his friend. You know you're gonna wake up in his bed in the morning. And if you're under him, you ain't getting over him. I got no rules, I count them. Pushing forwards, but he keeps pulling me backwards.
No way to turn.
Now I'm standing back from it. I finally see the pattern.
So we were originally playing a song, but then we switched it to a different song.
And we're just going to talk about the second song, which was New Rules by Dua Lipa, the British Albanian pop princess.
Yeah.
Watch that music video. It's really fun.
Yeah.
So are we going to wait? We're going to do a PSA right now.
We're going to do a PSA really fast. So our PSA this week is Somerville Mobile Farmers Market. The Somerville Mobile Farmers Market delivers locally grown produce to various parts of the city with the goal of ensuring that all residents have access to healthy foods at affordable prices. Receive 50% off, that's a great deal, of your first purchase if you are a resident of North Street Housing or Mystic Housing, or for showing your SNAP card, WIC card, or Senior Farmers Market coupons. The mobile market accepts cash, credit, debit, SNAP, EBT, WIC Farmers Market coupons, and Senior Farmers Market coupons. The markets are Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Holland Street, Fridays 2:30 to 4:30 on Cross Street, Saturdays 10 a.m. to noon on North Street. Tough students, that's not far from us. And Saturdays, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. at Mystic Avenue. For more information, just search the web for Somerville Mobile Farmers Market.
Great.
That is a great PSA.
Yeah, and I think it's so important for people to know that the farmers market takes things like SNAP and EBT.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thanks for doing that, Lauren.
Yes.
Another PSA is that seniors, we have to apply to graduate this week. I have no idea what that looks like, but it should be in our email. I had a listener write in.
Yeah.
Owen, thanks for listening.
Uh-huh.
He posed the question, if Dua Lipa is the British Albanian pop princess, then what is Rita Ora? My answer to that, Owen, is nothing. There's a reason Tyra took her off the air for the new season of America's Next Top Model, but I hope Ashley Graham still stays on. So now we're going to go to our weekly segment that
yes.
you will always have on Hymn Hunters International.
Yes.
It's called Recommended Reads.
Yes.
Where Lauren and I kind of talk to you about some things we're reading this week, things you should check out. So the first is an article from Politico, which is a little different from Politico's usual stuff. It's called How U.S. News college rankings promote economic inequality on campus. And I think it's a really interesting about the way that U.S. News and World Report like encourage elitist admissions practices from colleges, particularly colleges like Tufts that are trying to move up in the rankings. It's probably something you've like suspected but like don't have a lot of proof for. At least that's how I was like. I was like, this is happening, but
we've definitely talked about this too. How like, and we as students like profit off of other students getting denied admission to our school.
We had that whole conversation about what it means for a school to be more exclusive in the fall, when they always like come out, or maybe it was last spring when they came out with the admissions numbers. But this is a really good article. Then I'm going to recommend two more. One is by one of my favorite writers. I think she's maybe like one of the best essayists of our like generation. Her name is Doreen St. Felix. Now she's at the New Yorker. It's called The Morning Politics of Megyn Kelly's Today. And it's about Megyn Kelly's shift to the Today Show and how she said she's doing it because she's done with politics and kind of what that means. How her show is still obviously political. It's really good. Then I have another one, which is from our very own Tufts Observer. It's called What's There to See? Questioning Police Presence on Campus. And this is an article about TUPD about their like unequal surveillance of Black students on campus and their new policy of using unmarked cars. It's something that's super important for Tufts students, staff, community members, professors, everyone who's a part of this place to think about. Because TUPD officers walk around with guns on their hips. They are an armed police force driving around in unmarked vehicles. And I think we need as a campus to kind of think about, what are the implications of that? Yeah, those are my recommended reads.
So as you'll find weekly, I don't really have that many recommended reads because I'm garbage and I just don't read that much. Or I don't read that much outside of my classes, but I do have a couple. One's a little bit of an older article. It's from Wired, and it's called A Weird MIT Dorm Dies and a Crisis Blooms at Colleges. And it's about alternative community spaces and how MIT is working to get rid of those and corporatize and homogenize their student population. And, you know, it's really relevant for everyone, but especially for college students. And especially if you're maybe not a part of mainstream communities like Greek life or athletics, you know, we all deserve spaces on college campuses. And then the second article is one by Ben from the Tufts Observer. And it's called Love Thy Neighbor with a question mark at the end. It's great. It chronicles a family and their experience in Somerville and the impact that Tufts and gentrification has had on their life as well as the community. Worth the read.
Thank you.
Incredible.
Thank you. I honestly, Lauren, that is really sweet because I can't gas myself up this whole time, but it's always nice when you gas me up a little bit. Yeah, that was a story I was really proud of. Thanks, Lauren. Also, the article, Lauren sent me that article about from Wired a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
And it's so interesting and it's so good. So the dorm they closed is called Senior House, which is essentially the Tufts version of their version of like our Crafts House here at Tufts. And just honestly, the parallels are striking.
They are. And also just how hard Crafts has to work to maintain their space on campus.
It's like pretty obvious that this trend is happening on our campus when DTD has their house back, right? Two people were stabbed there. That's just a fact reported by the newspapers, you know? Like in 2015. And I think what this article is really talking about is so important for us to think about. Like, what does it mean for our university to become closer to a business and a corporation? And how does that affect our student experiences? It was so good. I'm so glad Lauren sent it to me. And honestly, I was like, I didn't know that Wired, like, I didn't know that was their domain.
Because
I think of Wired as, like, tech stuff. But I guess maybe MIT was the entree to that.
Maybe because a lot of the graduates from this particular space at MIT campus went on to be, like, think tankers and developers and that kind of thing. So I think that's also why they had an eye on it. Go Wired. I also want to give a shout out to Herschel, who's listening. Herschel's listening. Aww. He said, my laugh is heartwarming and literally making me blush.
Lauren does have a great laugh. My laugh is like I'm choking on air. It's like, but Lauren.
Honestly, I just feel so raised up by the fans right now.
I'll shout out to all my focusers who are listening. It's really a full circle. I love you all. And my faux leader, Miranda. And I think Priyanka's listening too right now.
Wow.
DJ Paprika.
Amazing.
The inter-show. I'm done. Okay. Anyways, did we have a game or we were going to do a song?
Let's do a song first.
Okay. You want to play one?
Yeah, I want to play a song. So, like I said, I bought Spotify Premium. That's been the big news. So I bought Spotify Premium, and since then I've been doing monthly playlists.
Nice.
And I actually like really enjoy it. It's one of those things I'll go back and like listen to a certain playlist, and I have all my like abroad playlists, and like, aww, I go back and listen to them, and I'm like, oh, I went abroad. Like, that's so cute.
And
you know what? I was gonna play
new
a song.
Lana.
Okay. I was gonna play a song that I listened to a lot in Paris, but we got a request, and
you're talking about abroad too much.
And I'm talking about abroad too much, so I'm gonna play this request.
What's the song?
It's called "He Like That" by Fifth Harmony. This is a request
from
Herschel. This is a request.
Do you want me to
Herschel.
Do it on my computer? Because I have it up right now.
Yeah, play it on your computer. That sounds wonderful. Okay, Herschel, this is for you.
We love Fifth Harmony on this show. We don't miss Camilla. Okay, ready?
Yeah. So thank you, Herschel, for that request. That was "He Like That" by Fifth Harmony. Also fits in with our theme this week, which we haven't really been talking about at all.
Hashtag comeback. We played so I think we played Work From Home on like six shows in a row.
Oh man.
And wow. Aw, Lauren, it's so good to be back. I really missed you.
I know.
Last semester was a sad one for many reasons, but one of the reasons it was sad was because you were gone.
I know, and we couldn't do Him Hunters International.
I know. Because, should we explain to them the situation?
Yeah.
So technically, this is it's not a co-hosted radio show.
No.
According to WMFO, it is Lauren Witt's radio show, and I am the
perennial guest.
Do you want to tell them why I'm the perennial guest?
So I was really encouraging Ben to take the DJ quiz. Yes. You have to take a quiz to be certified as a DJ.
And you have to do some trainings.
And I trained Ben. And I was really encouraging him to do the DJ quiz and whatever. And so that way, in case I was running late or if I wasn't here 1 week or even when I was abroad, he could continue the show. And we did the trainings and that all went smoothly. But unfortunately, Ben did not pass the DJ quiz.
I failed the DJ quiz, which is open book. It is an open book DJ quiz. And I was so mortified that I just gave up. And I said, I will be the perennial guest.
It's fine. Honestly, this works out well.
It is.
It's just work.
It's a little bit embarrassing. wow. Do we want to...
Should we do summer superlatives?
Yeah.
Our last game of the show, I think.
Yeah, let's play one more game, and then we'll play some songs.
Okay.
Say bye to y'all.
Sounds great. So, yeah, I think we're going to do some summer superlatives. Basically, I think just rapid-fire questions we can switch off, favorite, cool. Whatever... Least yeah. favorite, whatever.
We're mourning the loss of summer. Well, at least I am.
I am. I totally am.
I will say, yesterday when it was so hot, yeah. I was, really complaining.
Yeah.
I was, I'm done with this heat.
I was sweaty.
But me too. I sweat so much. And I had a class, way past the gym, all the way in
Ooh.
Elliott Pearson,
Ooh.
The preschool. I, walk in, and there's these little kids, and I'm just, sweating everywhere in a crop top.
Yeah.
It was not good. But, you know what? Should we dedicate this show to Hugh Hefner? R.I.P.
Oh, R.I.P. In case our listeners don't know.
This show is not dedicated to Hugh Hefner, just to be clear. Just to update you on some news. He passed away yesterday.
He is.
Moving on.
Yep. Okay, summer superlatives.
I'm an awful person.
Ready? Okay, I'll start rapid fire back and forth.
Yeah.
Okay, Ben. Also, if our listeners have any superlatives they'd like us to ask
text
each other,
us.
Please text us.
Or Facebook
okay,
message.
Okay, favorite scent of the summer.
Scent?
Yeah.
Oh, I got it. It's the ocean, but kind of walking to the ocean when it doesn't smell like fish, but it just kind of smells salty and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the beach a lot this summer.
Okay, good. I like that.
I got to ask you a question. the best, was there one, what was the most beautiful sight this summer that you saw?
Oh, good one.
Yeah.
I went to Alaska this summer.
And
I saw a lot of glaciers, which were pretty cool.
R.I.P. glaciers.
Wait, should we dedicate this to the glaciers?
This show is dedicated to the glaciers.
okay, Ben, what was your favorite thing that you cooked this summer?
Oh, that's such a good question. Because I love to cook.
rice balls?
No, that was yesterday or two nights ago. Sorry, I'm just thinking. I think my favorite thing was I love to use fresh summer tomatoes. So anything that has a really good summer tomato that is sweet and you can just you can even eat it with just olive oil and salt. I love that.
Yeah.
But anything that incorporates those tomatoes, I love. I made some homemade tomato sauces. I made tomato salads, tomato this and that.
Yeah. Wow, I feel like that gave me a flashback to abroad when I came home one night.
Oh, did you go abroad, Lauren?
I went abroad. I came home one night and my host mom goes, "Oh, do you want one or two tomatoes for dinner?"
That was so funny.
Two. Anyway, okay.
I can't believe she just fed you two tomatoes for dinner. Iconic.
Wait, is it my turn or your turn?
It is.
It's your turn.
My turn.
Yeah.
What will you miss the most about summer?
Summer evenings, for sure. Coming back from work, you have nothing to do. Everyone's around.
Homework stinks.
Homework stinks.
Who's texting you?
Herschel is texting me. And he, his favorite moment of the summer, I'm assuming, is Thai food and sweatpants. Because when we were abroad, all we could talk about was how much
God.
We wanted to go to our Thai food place and eat Thai food in our sweatpants.
I'm instituting a new policy on HHI. and I'm going to count every time Lauren says the word abroad, and then at the end of the show, we're gonna take a tally.
Your turn. Go ahead. I can't remember.
What was your favorite I maybe, but we okay, can whatever. Okay. What we'll both answer this one. What was your like favorite pop culture like moment of the summer?
Was it Kate Middleton being pregnant? That was up. She's pregnant,
you
right?
You still care about Kate Middleton yeah, in 2017?
Like,
in this economy? In front of my salad? That was my favorite moment. In front of my salad.
I feel like that's something we can't necessarily explain on the
we're
air.
Not going
but if
to.
You're interested in learning more,
go on
Google.
Incognito mode.
And Google.
Take yourself off that good Tux Wi-Fi. You know, I really liked Kesha's comeback. I thought that was really beautiful.
That's so true. Hey, you know what a fun memory I have this summer is me and Ben, you know, we took a little trip to Mystic Lake.
We took a drive.
We drove around for a while and we listened to Kesha and Ben got gas. Also, Ben doesn't know how to pump his own gas.
I'm
Can we
from
talk
New
about
Jersey, okay? It's illegal to do that in New Jersey. And I have since learned this summer I did a lot of driving around at night with the windows open playing Ride by Lana Del Rey.
Wait, you still care about Lana Del Rey? Honestly.
Excuse me, her new album is good. It is good. Like, I will take all the hate I want. Mm-hmm. Lana Del Rey is hexing Trump. Mm-hmm. Did you hear that?
I did hear that.
That she's put a hex on Trump. So when she saves us all, you can come talking to me.
Should we play a song from Lana's new album?
Yeah, let's find a clean one.
Okay, this is true. This is safe, not safe. It is safe
harbor. It is safe harbor.
I don't know.
Wait, does safe harbor mean that you can play whatever you want?
I kind of think it does.
I think so, too.
So it's not safe. This is unsafe harbor.
This is unsafe harbor.
To be honest, I haven't listened to any of Lana's new album.
Well, we're not going to do the one called Coachella-Woodstock on My Mind or God Bless America-and all the beautiful women in it. This one's explicit, but I like it. It's called When the World Was at War, We Kept Dancing.
Oh, my
okay,
God.
We're either going to play Tomorrow Never Came featuring Sean Ono Lennon.
Wait, I heard that song.
Or we're going to play Lust for Life featuring The Weeknd.
Let's play... Oh man!
I actually think the Sean Ono Lennon one is nice. We're not gonna play the one called Heroin.
Okay, let's play the Lana and Lennon
so wild.
One.
She has a song called Heroin. Okay, ready?
Okay, ready.
Go.
What you doing? Not a lot. Shaking and moving at my local spot. Baby, don't ask me why. Don't ask me why. Why, 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 why? Hey, lady, lady. Side of paradise in the traffic of cancer. Cause if I had my way, you would always stay. And I'd be your tiny dancer, honey. I waited for you in this fire you said to. Thinking, penny for your thoughts. Those lights are blinking on that old jukebox. But don't ask me why. Just swallow some wine. Why? Stay, baby, stay. On the side of paradise, in the tropic of cancer. Cause if I had my way, you would always stay. And you'd be my tiny dancer, baby. I would.
in the summer on the pouring rain. Honey, don't ignore me, I just wanted it to be the same. You said you love me like no tomorrow, guess tomorrow never came.
Okay, so that was Tomorrow Never Came by Lana Del Rey,
right?
And Young John Lennon. I did enjoy that. That was a Lana song that I actually didn't hate.
I recently saw a Facebook status that was like, Yoko Ono was my, like, it. I learned my internalized misogyny from hating Yoko Ono. And I was like, whoa, that's some good discourse. Because remember how everyone's like, Yoko sucks. Like,
yeah.
She broke up the band.
Yeah.
And it's like actually not really how the history works.
Yeah.
And then this person who made the Facebook status was like, this is like the first tangible example I can think of like internalized misogyny in my life.
That's so interesting.
I know.
Finding discourse in the most unusual places.
The slogan of Kim Hunter's International.
Wow, so we're kind of going to be wrapping up our show here pretty soon.
Wow, that went so quick.
It went so fast, as always. But yeah, I mean, as usual, more talking than music, but that's okay. That's how we like to do
it. Yeah, we're actually registered as a talk show, right?
We are registered as a talk show, so that way we don't disappoint people.
You know what I was thinking about, Lauren?
What?
We're catching all the commuters.
We are. I was thinking about that, too. I was like, okay, we were not, definitely, like, not prioritized for a time on this semester because...
are you dragging WMFO?
No,
right now?
Because of me. It's not them. Because of just, like, how it all worked out. But I think we ended up with a really good time.
Yeah.
All the commuters.
I'm just, you know, hoping people are searching through the channels. They stumble upon us. Maybe now we'll have, like, 15 listeners a show.
Oh, my gosh. Dream big, really. Okay, so I guess we'll do the station ID and sign out with one last song. So this has been Hymn Hunters International, and you've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We are a weekly talk show. We'll be back next Thursday, 5 to 6.
See you then.
I'm Lauren.
I'm Ben.
And it's been really fun, as usual.
Yeah, we missed you all so much.
We missed you all so much. Okay, so I'm going to... fade us out on a song that's part of my June 2017 playlist, and it's called Malibu 1992 by a band called Coin.
By Miley Cyrus.
Yes, Ben. This is like where I actually play a little bit of indie music.
I always love when you play indie music.
But yeah, enjoy and have a great week. We will
see you
next week.
Drive safe. Or you know.
Summer's heat wave down. A bit tongue and a taste of iron. Sweethearts that high school sour now. Our time had gone to a closing. You moved when you ran out of money. Your parents' house in Ohio. You're all there, replaced with a treadmill now. Well, I come here more than you know.
left of our imprint.